Hi, my name is Carmen, and I am an early childhood special education teacher, a life and ADHD coach, and I'm the host of this podcast, Authentically ADHD. I created this podcast to help anyone wondering if they have ADHD, people who have been diagnosed for a while and want some more support and community. I'm here to bring you the latest research on ADHD and neurodiversities while we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of ADHD. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hi, friend, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy that you clicked play on this episode because ADHDers, we really have a love-hate relationship with routines and schedules. The ironic thing, though, is that outwardly we reject them as if we're, like, allergic to them. But our brains actually love routines, even if you don't think so. This topic is actually coming from my personal experience over spring break a couple weeks back. Without the structure of work, I have a hard time planning my days, but with my routine in place and like making sure I use them and making sure I at least tried to plan some tasks for during the day made it so I didn't feel totally lost or out of control or in the middle of chaos. Our brains love the repetitive nature of a routine. It's something your brain can expect, and eventually, after starting a routine, you won't feel right not completing it. If you relate to me with my own morning routine that I have. So let's get started on this episode of ADHD and building routines. If you are enjoying this podcast, I want to remind you, my ADHD friend, that our memories suck. So please scroll up and hit that follow button so my new episodes stream right into your favorite podcast app library. And if you could also be a huge rock star and share this episode with a friend or on social media, it would be so incredibly appreciated. Make sure to tag me at AuthenticallyADHD. _podcast so I can shout you out. Also, while you're up by that follow button, especially on Spotify, giving the podcast a quick 5-star rating helps enormously when trying to reach as many ADHDers as I can. It works like the algorithms in all the social medias, and it will push this podcast out to other people who have other ADHD podcasts in their library. I would absolutely love it if you could do that. One last favor, if you have the capacity, I would love it if you're on an app that can allow you to leave a review. I love to read reviews in the beginning of my shows, so I'd love to shout you out for that too. All right, thank you so much. Now, back to the show. Are you one of those people who resonate with despising routines, creating them, having them, anything around it? I totally get it. And for a long time, I didn't even call them routines. I just called them like lists to not die by, or my morning magic is what I call my morning routine that I have gotten so down pat. I'm actually surprised with myself. So our brains love the familiar, and a routine isn't necessarily familiar unless you've made it somewhat of a habit. But why is it so hard to create routines for us? Like why is it so difficult for us to create them? There are a few different reasons for this. First of all, in order to create a routine, you need the time. You either have time in the day or you need to make time. Then you need to decide how to make that specific routine useful for you within the time that you made for it. And that takes a ton of executive functioning. You're trying, you're failing, you're planning, you're trying again. You're using self-reflection, time management, prioritizing, planning, impulse control, all while trying to stay emotionally regulated and not just throw it all onto the ground and give up, right? I remember when I was trying to do this with my morning routine. I first had to make the time in the morning for the things that helped me warm up for the day. And that meant that I had to get up earlier and plan each morning to include what I wanted to, which at first was just time for like a brain dump and then working out before I would shower and get ready for work. Now I wake up a little bit earlier and I manage my time a little bit better. And I have time to journal, plan my day and my intentions, meditate a little bit, work out and or walk, and I get a 5-minute stretch in. I get a little bit of creative time. Then I take a shower and then I get ready and leave on time, mostly for work. It took me months, probably almost a year, to figure out how much time it would take me. God, it would have taken so much less time if I would have just done a time audit, which, side note, I have a guide for you in the show notes, and it's free on the Patreon to use when creating routines, and there is a time audit in there. It's very simple. You know, it's what is the task? What is the time I'm estimating it's going to take? How long did it really take? That's it. It's very simple. You can record a time audit in any way that you find useful. So it took me a long time to figure out how much time it would take me. And then it took me a long time to figure out what I actually wanted to do versus what I thought I quote unquote should do. Then actually getting myself to practice, try again, get back up after failing and keep practicing until I got it right. Do not misunderstand me. I am not telling you that you need a morning routine. I do, okay? See, I teach 3 to 5-year-olds every day, so making sure that I'm regulated is super important for me to do before I go to work so that I'm calm and regulated. Otherwise, I am not a nice teacher. And the other part of it is, I have no idea what I'm doing that day if I don't have time to think and plan it out. I need that time in the morning to write, work out, eat, and regulate so that I can be the best version of me for that day. Because my students deserve the best version of me as a teacher. They really do. They're amazing kids, and I think that I deserve it, and so do they. So I'm totally not saying that you need specifically a morning routine. That's one of the reasons ADHDers have such a hard time creating routines. We think that if we have that magical morning routine or that bedtime routine or the routine in one part of our day that we should have, you know, like, in one's not enough, right? So, like, we should have an AM routine, a PM routine, a midday routine, and so on and so forth. I promise you, to start, one routine will do. I have a morning routine, yes, but in the evening, it's more just like, these are the things I do, and I do them at around the same time. You know, when I start doing them, they're never in the same order. It's definitely not a routine, but at nighttime, it's a lot less structured, okay? Here's the thing, another thing. ADHDers have a hard time with that black and white thinking, that all or nothing, that just because you have a routine in one part of your day does not mean you need it in every part of your day. It also doesn't mean that you need to do things in the same order every day either. Just ask me how I know. Another reason that ADHDers have like an aversion to creating routines is because we tend to try to make perfect routines that do not exist in reality. I'm gonna say that again because lately I've realized that my whole life I have lived in fantasy, and that just leads to letdowns. So we tend to try to make perfect routines that do not exist in reality. And that's where we really need to work on staying when we're working on time management, is really staying in reality. Otherwise, time blindness, distraction, and all the other things take over, and we just will lose ourselves. We want to, you know, make time to do like, you know, 10 tasks all before 6 a.m. And when we inevitably don't, we get mad, we give up, and or we also beat ourselves up and shame ourselves for not being able to live up to the ridiculously high standard that we set for ourselves to begin with. In February, in my coaching membership focused, we did a month on time management. And oh, it astounds me how my coach, after 2 years, is still surprising me. But it actually astounded me that most of the time, ADHDers try to live and plan in fantasy because that's where the dopamine is. We plan for the highest capacity of ourselves, you know, that wind of that hyper-focused day where you manage to get so much done that you're so impressed with yourself. But the problem here is that we end up trying to schedule ourselves matching that person, meaning we schedule over capacity. We tend to shove way too much into one little routine or block of time, living in this fantasy until we don't get it done. And then the cycle of shame, blame, and berating starts again. Hey, ADHDer. Are you looking for more support with your brain? Do you crave community with people who understand you? You should really check out Focused, the group coaching program I'm a part of that is for adults with ADHD. It's made and run by none other than Kristen Carter of the I Have ADHD podcast. I've grown so much by being in this program, using the tools, and being in the community for over a year now. If you use the link in my show notes, we both save money on this or next month's cost. So I think it's worth it. Go check it out at ihaveadhd.com/focused. Oh, are you sick of living this way, in where we just overschedule ourselves, set ourselves up for failure, fail, and then shame, blame, and berate ourselves over and over again? Are you sick of living this way? Is it working out for you? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I was so sick of it. So I leaned into the time management course in my membership. And I learned that the key to stop overfilling my routines and schedules was prioritization. Yes, it may sound super simple, and for those that don't struggle as much with prioritization, this may not be a big, huge deal. But not only is prioritization part of the executive functions we are deficient in, it's also something that we tend to despise. And it's because neurotypicals, their brains develop so that prioritization naturally like grows and works in their brain, so they can think about different tasks and they can know the importance of them right away. In ADHDers' brain, it's all on one level, so everything seems super important. So here's the thing, prioritization is a skill that can be learned, but you have to be willing to learn it. And that means we have to hop out of our fantasy and into reality and actually prioritize our tasks. This means we need to create time boundaries for ourselves and for others, like to keep others out of certain time boundaries. It means we have to give up those shoulds and those want to tasks, those could do tasks, and figure out what is in the must do category. Because when you sit down and ask yourself, what is a must do? What are my must do tasks? The things I need to do to keep my family afloat, the things I need to do to keep my job, you will realize that that task list is so much smaller without the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. I'm telling you right now, I made a whole brain dump, which there is room for in the little guide that I have. But I did this brain dump and I looked at it, and over half the things were woulda, coulda, shoulda, want to, should do, could do tasks. So when I started being more willing to prioritize, there was some grief. And we want to be the person who can do all the things, be all the things to all the people, but we just can't. No human can. It's really impossible for any human to do that. But that means we're giving things up, which causes some grief. So it's valid to feel sad, to feel a little bit of loss, a little longing. But I promise that learning to prioritize and being willing to feel all the uncomfortable emotions through it it's really the key. Okay, I know. You're like, Carmen, I get it. I need a routine. It's going to be hard. It's going to take a while to create it, and it takes practice. But like, how in the world do I start? Where do I start? What do I do? How do I do this? And in the follow along, there are question prompts that I have in here, and it'll help you to organize your thoughts. So you start with a little self-awareness. Get a grasp on your own capacity, your must-asks, and where you could use maybe some routine in your day. Find your prime time, you know, that time for you when your brain is like on top of things. For me, it's early in the morning. For some, it's at night. For others, it's midday. Some people have two blocks of time. So where in the day do you notice that you'd benefit from a routine? Routines are also great to put in like areas of the day when you're not super on. So some people that are a little bit more, you know, tired at night, they might use a routine to help them stay on task at nighttime, because that way they're making sure they get everything done. Okay, so like, use your routine where you want to use it. And for what, like, why do you want to use it? I use it, my routine, for productivity. Some people use a routine for like the do not die stuff. There's a million different ways and a million different areas that you can use one. So just be open-minded. The next step is living in reality. Time the tasks you plan to put into said routine. How long do you think it takes? How long does it actually take? I suggest you start small and keep it simple. Like I said before, I extended my morning routine. It looked like waking up, brain dumping, working out, and then showering and getting ready for work. maybe you want to implement a few things before you go to bed when you are transitioning home from work or to work, or maybe midday to recalibrate yourself and your brain. If you start with too many things that take way too long, you will not create a routine. You'll create a reason, another reason, to shame yourself and beat yourself up. So instead, try to set yourself up for success. And as you learn and grow, you can add things or take them out or change them. So live in reality, plan to your capacity, and start small and simple. Next is, how will you remember to do the routine? Will you set an alarm? Have your routine materials set out so that, like, in the morning you can just start? Are you going to use habit stacking? All the strategies would work. I mean, don't use all of them at once, but pick one and it'll work. Just pick the one that's right for you. Remember, one person with ADHD is one person with ADHD. I also want to bring up, how will you stay within the time boundaries of your routine? This is important for morning routines, so we're on time for work or whatever you have an obligation to during the day. But it's also important if you have like a before bed routine and you want to get to bed on time. Speaking of extra supports, I just wanted to tell you all that I've updated my Patreon page to include all of the resources that I've really ever made to be held in one place. Just head to my show notes. The VIP members do get a little extra, but you can also purchase like my brand new Ultimate ADHD Journal and Planner, which I've been using for the past year that has worked. Nothing is priced over $10, and everything is at least 50 to 100 pages that you can download and print. You can get it binded and sent to you, or you can just read it off your screen and use notebook paper. So if you want or need any type of that kind of extra support, just head to my show notes and click the Patreon link to join. I hope to see you in there. Personally, since my routine is before work, which I do need to be on time for, I use the app Sunsama, S-U-N-S-A-M-A. I love it because it syncs with my Google Calendar, which means I can set up reminders through my phone that go to my Fitbit and it vibrates. Sunsama runs through my computer, so I use my computer headphones so I can hear the ding that I've set for it to go off at when I'm half done, like the time is half done. And then again at 10 minutes and then 5 minutes to the end of a task. That ding helps me to start transitioning at the end to my next task and finishing up my current task. That's what I use. That does not mean that you need to use it too. Use what works for you. This podcast is not prescriptive. It's just suggestions and ways to open your mind to help yourself. Use timers, reminders, put clocks everywhere, anything to accommodate our lack of time awareness. I still use these tools because I can get lost in a task for hours if I don't have anything keeping me on track of what time it is or how much time has passed. All right, so to recap, creating at least one routine for one part of your day will help you. Start small, simple, and in reality. Choose to be willing to prioritize your tasks instead of scheduling past your capacity. Try and fail and try again, preferably without the shame, okay? Remember, no growth comes from shame. Support your time blindness with timers, clocks, reminders, etc. And most importantly, don't give up. Be persistent, and I promise you will get there. I really hope that you got some good tips out of this episode to start building a routine for yourself. I'd love to hear your takeaways, your celebrations, and any other topics that you would like me to cover. Just scroll down if you're in Spotify and put it in the box that's under, like, leave a review or suggestions here, or connect with me on Instagram at authenticallyADHD_podcast, and you can tell me you came from the podcast and I'll give you a little shout out. I'm also on TikTok at Carmen_authenticallyADHD. I would love to connect with you there. I do go live sometimes for mental health and ADHD Q&A. That's all for now, my friend. Stay authentic, and we will talk soon.